إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فقال الله جل جلاله في كتابه: والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما. الله أكبر. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي بلغنا رمضان. It might seem like something normal to you that we made it to Ramadan. The young person under the age of 10, or for him it's normal, he wouldn't even think about the possibility of reaching Ramadan or not reaching Ramadan. The one in his teenage years, he's thinking, I've got exams coming up, I need Ramadan. The one in his 20s and his 30s, he's done enough shopping preparation for 10 Ramadans in his head, he's going to reach Ramadan. The one in his 40s and 50s, he's seen many Ramadan come, and he believes he has many Ramadan to come. ولكن حقيقة الأمر, the reality of the matter is that absolutely none of us was promised Ramadan. Absolutely no one on this dunya was guaranteed that he would reach Ramadan. And there are many Muslims over the globe, who are my brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Philistine, in Gaza, the children who, they say, our mother used to prepare iftar for us. Now I have to prepare my younger sister something. The one who says, our father used to buy us Eid presents and Eid clothes. Now there's no one to buy them. The father who used to buy his children Eid clothes. And this year, he will no longer be able to do that. And we have plans. I know what I'm going to eat for iftar today. I know where I'm going to pray Taraweeh today. I've made preparations for Eid Salah. But the reality is, none of us are promised it. So we should be eternally grateful. Eternally grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single moment He continues to give us in Ramadan. Eternally grateful for every breath we take in this blessed month. Eternally grateful for every time your heart beats. Eternally grateful, and you should praise and give hamd and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan, as we know, is the month of rahmah, the month of mercy, the month of maghfirah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving individuals, the month of najat, the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hand-picking His servants and taking them out of the fire of Jahannam, the blazing fire in which people are tormented and punished in ways they cannot even fathom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentioned, or as mentioned in the ayah that we started with, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Amazing. Allahu Akbar. It's something that the believer himself should really want. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your repentance. That's something we as the individuals, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something we want. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, Surah An-Nisa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shares in this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you and wants you, those of you who have taken vices, those of you who have taken sins and followed your desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to turn away from them and deviate away from them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Surah Baqarah, ayah number 222. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the individuals who make tawbah. Allahu Akbar. By default position. If someone is making tawbah, initially he's sinned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the fact that he's disobeyed or that someone sins. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once an individual has sinned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the fact and the characteristic that that individual then turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Kulli bani Adam khata'. We know every son of Adam is going to sin. Wa khayru al-khata'in at-tawwabin. The best, all of us are going to sin. The best of us that are going to come with those sins are those that are able to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extra merciful in this month. So it's upon us and it's incumbent upon us to work hard and repent during this time so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wipe our slates clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further shows us this in the hadith that we've all heard when it comes to Ramadan. من صام رمضانا إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. All you have to do is fast. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rather is informing you, the one who fasts, naam, your fast has to be complete and you have to try your utmost to perfect the fast that you're doing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather the Prophet is mentioning, you have to fast. That's it. And think about it. Allah is saying, ما تقدم, everything that has come before, all of your previous sins and shortcomings, Allah is ready to forgive all of it. Fast Ramadan, imanan, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahtisaban, and wanting the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, man qama ramadanan, just to stand in the night prayer. Imanan wahtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqadda min dhanbih. Oh, man qama laylatul qadr, or the one who catches Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, the night of power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of his previous sins and shortcomings. We find so many ayat. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ. They seek forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also seeks forgiveness for them. لَوَجَدُوا أَسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself with that characteristic of being a tawwab, the one who is going to accept the repentance. إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله واحتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما. If we look at this ayah here, إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who repent وأصلحوا, and they corrected or they rectified themselves. They rectified their affairs. They fixed up for the youth. They patterned up. They came with what was required of them. And they made it apparent. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أو وَأُخْلِصُوا دِينَهُمْ. And they made their religion sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They will be written with those who have believed. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِي اللَّهَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the believers a vast or a grand reward. Ali Imran, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope, hold on to the path, hold on to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jami'an, all of you, wala tafarraqu. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ, whoever repents after he has oppressed himself, وَأَصْلَحَ, and he's come correct, or he's rectified his affairs, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ, Allah is informing you, he is going to forgive you, inshaAllah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself with these amazing characteristics of being the one, the only one who can forgive, the only one who is the most merciful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, do you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the kingdom of everything that is in the heavens and everything that is on the earth? يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish whoever he wants, and no one has a say. And Allah has the most right to punish us for what we have done. If you take a moment and think about the past year, the previous sins that you've all committed, myself included, should bring us to tears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish whoever he wants, and no one has a say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions also, وَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also able to forgive whoever he wants. In وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do everything. It's in the hands of Allah entirely who he forgives and who he decides to punish. And it's for us to seek repentance for our shortcomings. And it's for us to try and use this time to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave Ramadan with all of our sins forgiven, and not to fall under the category. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood on the minbar and then he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Then the companions, they said to him, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why have you said Ameen? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may he be humiliated. Oh, Jibreel came and made a dua, said, may he be humiliated. The one who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is mentioned, and the person does not send salutations upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, the one who comes and he sees Ramadan, and Ramadan comes and it goes, and that individual does not have all of his sins forgiven. The Prophet is making dua against this individual. And the last one is the one who his parents grow old in his presence, and they are not a reason for him to enter Jannah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله, يقول الحق هو يهدي السبيل. أما بعد, الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in سورة الزمر, he says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. الله أكبر. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions, say, O my servant, O my slave, the one who has transgressed against himself, do not despair. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah forgives all of the sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Then Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. This is mentioned whenever an individual is seeking repentance. What comes with that is that the individual comes with actions also. When we finish the salah, what's the first thing that you say? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So this tawbah that we need to have needs to be accompanied by good deeds. Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit yourselves to Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ. Before the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches you or comes to you, and then no one will be there to assist you. Ramadan is the time to combine between these two actions, seeking tawbah, seeking istighfar, and also coming with righteous actions. Subhanallah, a few years ago I performed i'tikaf with a brother, And he said, يعني, Ramadan is the time you feel like a Muslim. Oh, اعتكاف is the time you feel like a Muslim. You fasted all day. How many of us fasted outside of Ramadan? Except for the 10th, 9th and 10th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawm al-Arafah perhaps. The Muslim, he fasted something, is part of his actions. So you fasted all day. Then you've prepared something light and you've assisted one another in having an iftar. Then you've prayed for the entire night. You haven't slept. You slept. You prayed from Salatul Isha until Salatul Fajr. Then you prayed Salatul Fajr in the masjid. While you was fasting, you hit 5 a day in the masjid. You performed all of your sunnahs. You came with the actions that is required of the believer. After Fajr, you sat until Shuruq. You performed your morning adhkar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to have this life inside Ramadan and outside of it. They say the Muslim should be like the bird. The main part of the bird, the body of the bird will be his hub. His love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has bestowed you and allowed you to enter Ramadan. That Allah has blessed you with Islam. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mati al-Islami wa sunnah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you. Then one of the wings should be the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ramadan is a time to lean on that wing perhaps. To have mercy in the hope of in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we mentioned in many of the numerous ayat. And the other wing is that an individual has fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mentioned, Allah says, وَأَنِيبُ turn back to Allah and submit to Him before the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you, and then nobody can assist you. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ yes, Allah is the one who accepts or forgives the sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ and Allah is the one who accepts the repentance. Shadidul Iqab. Allah is also the one who has the most severe punishment and is able to punish anyone and every single one of us. The one who forgives the sins, and Allah is the one who also accepts the repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and free our necks from the hellfire in this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and allow us to reach the end of Ramadan. May Allah allow us to reach Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qiyam and our siyam and our dua and our salah. Allahumma waffiqna li laylatul qadr. Ya arhamur rahimin, anta at-tawwab. Allahumma tub alayna innaka la tukhriful mi'ad. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka karimun afuwan tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا الذين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واعز الاسلام واعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر اعداءهم واعداء الدين اللهم انصر اخواننا المسلمين المجاهدين في غزة اللهم انصر اخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان اللهم وحد صفوفهم واجمع كلمتهم اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآتنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا أنت أرحم الراحمين وأقيم الصلاة